News. I'm Liz Pelka. China offering a gesture of goodwill despite the ongoing trade dispute with the United States. The Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman said China was looking into purchasing U.S. agricultural goods such as pork and soybeans. On Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was postponing tariffs on $250 billion in Chinese goods from October 1st to October 15th. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is planning to vote Thursday on a resolution to determine an impeachment probe of President Trump. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports the resolution the committee will consider would set parameters for the panel's impeachment hearings.
The resolution would allow the committee to designate certain hearings as impeachment hearings, empower staff to question witnesses, allow some evidence to remain private, and permit the president's counsel to officially respond to testimony.
That was the AP's Mike Hempen. Articles of impeachment would have to be voted on by the full House, and it's doubtful the Republican Senate would vote to remove the president from office. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are debating on Thursday night, the nationally televised debate in Houston, Texas. It's the third in a string of Democratic presidential debates ahead of next year's party election contests to pick a nominee to face President Trump, the Republican incumbent. The three-hour debate is the first since late July. Iran says it has sold oil on a tanker near Syria's coast to a private company. This would be in defiance of U.S. efforts to stop such a sale, fueling debate among observers about whether the ship has offloaded any crude. U.S. ally Britain had seized the tanker in question on July 4th. We have more on this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump again dangled the possibility of easing U.S. sanctions on Iran if it can bring President Hassan Rouhani to the bargaining table. Trump spoke to reporters at the White House Wednesday.
It could happen. It could happen. Yeah. No problem with meeting. Iran should straighten out because, frankly, they're in very bad position right now. And they should straighten it out because they could straighten it out very easily.
Trump added that the U.S. is not looking for regime change in Iran and said the country has tremendous potential. President Trump is set to visit the U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland on Thursday. He will address Republican congressional leaders attending an annual retreat. Several protests are planned to coincide with his visit, including demonstrations against white supremacy and racism. The president recently called the majority black city a, quote, disgusting rat and rodent infested mess where no human being would want to live. 2,500 people. That is how many people Bahamian officials say are listed as missing. More than a week after Hurricane Dorian ravaged Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands, authorities say a number of those unaccounted for may be staying in shelters or were evacuated from the islands. The death toll from Dorian stands at 50. But as the search for victims and cleanup goes on, officials expect that number to climb substantially. Here's National Emergency Management Agency spokesperson Carl Smith.
The official death counts, which we receive from the police, who are working along with the coroners and the doctors, the information is that count is 50. We recognize the extent of the devastation. We are not going to speculate on what the numbers, the final numbers would be.
Early estimates say the Category 5 hurricane, the strongest storm to ever strike the Bahamas, may have caused $3 billion in damage. President Trump announces support for regulatory action against vaping amid hundreds of illnesses and at least six deaths. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
President Donald Trump, while noting that the alternative to conventional cigarettes has become a multi-billion dollar business, said it is time to confront the health problems it is causing.
We can't allow people to get sick, and we can't have our youth be so affected.
Regulations are being created that would remove from the market most of the flavored pods for e-cigarettes that are attracting teenagers. The U.S. government, however, intends to allow tobacco flavors to remain as an alternative for conventional cigarette smokers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
We have more international headlines on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
VOA. Begin. broadcast. BOA1. Let's keep it moving.